Hi there, I'm Danny Brown, host of 5 Random Questions. If you love spontaneous conversations, unexpected laughs, and a bit of heartfelt wisdom, then this is a show for you. Each week, I sit down with my special guest and ask them 5 completely random questions, generated on the spot by my random question generator. The guest has no idea what the questions will be, and neither do I, so you never know where the conversation will take us. Expect a mix of humour, unexpected wisdom, and a whole lot of fun as we dive into answers that can range from the utterly hilarious to the surprisingly profound. But that's not all. At the end of each episode, my guests get to turn the tables and ask me a random question to give me a taste of my own medicine. So if you're looking for a good laugh, some unexpected wisdom, or just an entertaining chat, join me every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, your favourite podcast app, or online at 5randomquestions.com. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm looking forward to welcoming you to 5 Random Questions, where every question is an adventure. See you there.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Yeah, it's I started when I was 14, like web development. But to put it in context, I was watching a Instagram reel today that personally attacked me by saying Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Right. It came out in 2002. It takes place in 1986. If it came out today, it would take place in 2008. And that is gross to me. Like, I'm like, I was like a full blown adult, like a voting in elections that like at that age. I don't appreciate. So I feel like I feel very old today. But yeah. Well, thank you. I have 3 kids, so that's where the gray comes from. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it like gets you like, you know, there's like the yeah, like kids do whatever they want and it's frustrating. But then there's also the constant worry you have about them and everything they're doing. It's like, you know, it's wonderful. I love being a dad. But you know, they had like a concert for us this morning and that was like adorable. But, you know, you do worry about them. So I'll take the grades, though. I'll take the grades for the good experience. Well, thank you. All right. Whew. Man, this is quite a question. Okay, so I mean there's a lot of people, but I think that I have a couple of friends from college who predictably, we lost touch with each other after college. So, you know, I have like my friend Kat. We would text each other in direct relation. Like the amount of time that would go between how often we text each other after graduation was directly related to how much time had gone by. So 6 months after college, we would text each other every couple weeks. 6 years after college, it was the high holidays. And now it's, hey, remember that time in college we did that thing? So I wish I'd stayed in touch with her and you know that group of people a little bit better. Yeah, I mean we live. So I mean that particular group of friends and I we live all over now, But Kat specifically, she, you know, she lives probably 5 or so hours away from me. We both have 3 small children, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we both have pretty busy careers. And so, you know, if we lived closer to each other, we'd probably see each other more often. But, you know, with the kids and the jobs and the distance makes it hard. Oh, absolutely. I don't mind. I won't name her specifically, but she'll know if I'm talking about her. But I had a friend in college who was like a big hippie, like kind of flower child type of person, go with the flow. And at our 5-year college reunion, we were talking and, I'm like, so what do you do? She's like, oh, I'm a lawyer now. I'm like, you're a lawyer now? I'm like, 5 years ago, me wouldn't believe that. She's like, 5 years ago, me wouldn't believe it either. You know, at this point, I forget. I feel like she was in public defense, and so like that makes like a little bit more sense. But yeah, it was really shocking. And I mean, you know, like people go through. Something I have a problem with is the person I knew at that stage of their life is who they are today, and that is almost. It should never be the case, and it is almost never the case. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. The adventurous people pleaser person in me wants to say spontaneity, but the responsible business owning dad in me wants to say stability. So, I'm going to go with stability at this point in my life, you know, 38, I'll be 39 years old. but you know, got school tuition and house and things like that. Of course, I am a small business owner, right? So how much stability am I really leaning into here? But I like the idea of knowing a little bit, at least a little bit of what I'm going into, and I feel like that's more the side of stability, right? Spontaneity is like, hey, let's just do this random thing today. And I'm like, can I do this random thing today? I could do that in college. I can't do that today, though. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, God, anything in the world I could do that maybe wouldn't. So I love traveling. So I feel like I'm not going to give the coolest answer, but, I would take my wife to New Zealand. We've been, you know, we went to Italy for our honeymoon. We've both been to Ireland. I do want to make it to Scotland to have Lagavulin straight from the source. But she's a huge Lord of the Rings fan. And I've always wanted to be on that side of the world. So I think if we could, we would spontaneously take a trip to New Zealand. Yeah, it was shot in New Zealand. So they have all sorts of movie era sets and museum-esque stuff over there. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Yes, I do. I am famously not a dog person. I'm not an animal person at all, actually. I don't like animals, yeah. I have allergies, never really grew up with them. I always say, like, you don't know what you're thinking. Like, you have, like, the Chandler Bing answer, right, of why he doesn't like dogs. But the smell of wet dog does not bother me nearly as much as people who stink. Like, I knew somebody in a previous life who was a close talker who also had, like, intense halitosis. And, like close, like, he would, like, grab my head and, like, say something real close to me. And I'm like, bro, you need a mint. Like, so I will, even though I don't like animals, I will pick the three soaked dogs because I would prefer that smell versus men with BO. Yeah. Testosterone's probably very smelly. Yeah. Yeah, sounds like they needed, like, prescription deodorant, right? So I guess the other side of this question is not the smell, but it's like three soaked dogs will probably be, like, shaking themselves off. And, like, again, I don't know, like, being wet in dry clothing doesn't really bother me. Also, okay, like, I know I keep bringing up my kids, but, like, you know, when I'm out and about, or my youngest still wears diapers. So, like, you know, I get, like, foreign substances on my hands that I kind of have to deal with. So, like, that, like, maybe it's just, like, I'm especially sensitive to smells. Like, I can tell if someone's smoking outside, like, several, I was gonna say blocks. Outside of eyesight, right? Like, if someone is smoking in the vicinity, even if they're not next to me, like, I'll smell it. And I smoke cigars, so I'm also, like, aware of that hypocrisy. So, like, maybe it's just, like, really smelly people are, like, that is definitely low on my list. I would rather, like, dogs, like, shaking off and getting me all wet and, like, smelling like a wet dog way more than, like, really stinky men. Like, really stinky men, right? That's a different question. I'd probably let it go. Unless it was like a friend. Like, if it was like a friend and we're like getting ready to go out maybe or something, I'd be like, hey, did you like poop your pants or something? Like, you smell terrible. Definitely my brothers. But if it was like, if we're already out, almost definitely no. Right. Because at that point, I don't know, my wife and like a lot of her friends like tend to have deodorant on them. But like, my wife's also a nurse, so like, she's running around. I don't know any guys who carry deodorant on them. And so, like, certainly if it's a guy friend, like, probably not able to do anything about that. So, like, why make them self-conscious? Is, yeah. Give your, yes. Yeah, we, yeah, right? Give yourself a sniff test, right? If I'm going out on a date, I with my wife, I reapply deodorant, right? Like, even though I do maybe one of the least physically strenuous jobs on the planet, I'm still like, hey, I was just living, so I'm going to freshen up a little bit before I go out. Freshen up. I love it. Yeah. So this is really good, right? Because the fridge is stuff that I've purchased from the grocery store and then stuff my wife has selected to buy. And I'll just say right now, the healthy stuff is all from my wife and the not healthy stuff is from me. So in our fridge right now, we're in a farm share. Our Chester County, Pennsylvania, famously, I guess, or at least locally famously, lots of farmland. We are the number one exporter of mushrooms. And so we know a lot of people with farms are part of a farm share. So we've got like some onions, some lettuce, carrots, we have eggs, fresh eggs right from the chicken, and that's all part of the farm share that my wife signed us up for. In the other part of the fridge, we have an assortment of frozen food that could easily be thrown in the oven to eat. So tortellini, pizza, bagels, pierogies, and then this Rebel ice cream that is very low carb. Because even though I just rattled off a bunch of things, I have type 2 diabetes. And so I try to draw the line at sweets, right? I'm Italian, so I have a hard time completely cutting out pasta. But I will draw the line at sweets. And so Rebel ice cream, great alternative, like keto-friendly, low-carb ice cream. I was diagnosed about 3 years ago, but I was a lock for this. Both of my parents have type 2. My maternal grandmother had type 2. Our family dog had type 2 diabetes. So like I was, not that that's genetically related, but it's definitely like lifestyle related, I'm sure. So I was like pretty much a lock. It's under good control. I found out a few years ago, but I've known for a while this is probably in my future. regular soda, which is probably what got me into the situation in the first place, right? So I've loosened up since the diagnosis, but like when I was first diagnosed, I spoke to a nutritionist who was like, all right, because of your situation, you should have like 40 carbs, 40 to 50 carbs per meal, and then 15 to 20 carbs per snack. And so I was like, all right, well, if I'm eating like salmon, right, for dinner, and I'm only eating like salmon and asparagus or something, there's no carbs in that. I could probably have a can of regular Coke, right? Nope, 42 carbs in a can, 12 ounces of regular Coke. So once I figured that out, I was like, all right, like I live in a world where not only can I easily get my blood sugar at any point during the day, but there's also lots of alternatives. So like Coke Zero, pretty close. Diet Dr. Pepper, pretty close. And so I do miss the taste of especially Cherry Coke. But there are enough close enough alternatives that I'm not down in the dumps about it. You know, I guess if you really love food, you'll get that statement. If you don't care about food, you'd be like, why would you ever be down in the dumps about food? Yeah. Yeah, I do that with cocktails. I love making cocktails. Absolutely. Yeah, 7, 4, and 2.5. Yeah, yeah. I was I'm very much a you know, I did this to myself. It's my personal responsibility. You know, it's like there are some people who are like, oh, I know you're not drinking, so I'm not gonna get a drink. I would never impose that on other people, right? Like, oh, sorry, I'm getting dessert. No. You live a largely healthy life and you got a salad for dinner and I got like a hamburger for dinner. So like, don't be sad for me. Right. They get their treats after dinner. I want to rein that in a little bit. And like, I get like they're still young and their metabolism is different and they're still growing, but, I definitely don't want them to have the bad habits that I had. So like they, even my oldest, like hasn't had regular soda yet because when I had it too early and like, that's all we, my dad doesn't drink water. Like that's not an exaggeration. And so, thankfully, after I started dating Erin, my now wife, I started drinking more water. I'd tell people I'd be dead without her. So like we grew up in a household, we didn't grow up in a healthy habits household, and I want to change that for my kids. Oh my gosh, I'm like a carbon, I mean like, I'm not kidding anybody, I'm a carbon copy of my old man. Like, the only difference between my dad and me is I read more books than he does, which is like that's a purely academic thing. And I probably got that from my mom, right? Cause my mom loves reading. But other than that, like we have the same mannerisms, we're short with our temper in the same sort of way and the same sort of things bother us. But yeah, my parents did a good job, but you know, it was the 80s, 90s. Things were different, right? Like way more processed food was coming out. My mom was working, right? Because she had my parents had four boys that they had to feed, which is an impossible task when they're all teenagers. And so, you know, we would go for the easy and the fun thing. And we do the same thing. It's just we live 20 or 30 years on. There's a lot more healthy, easy food out there. Yeah, right. Yeah. little bouillon, like the impossible bouillon cube, right? Where it's like, it tastes like a steak dinner, but it's made from water or something. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, or stability. Oh man. We're gonna need like a time wipe for the, I guess the video is not being released. Okay. People who have heard all of, no, that's probably not the most, I was like protecting a friend. Okay, the most out of character thing for me probably. I was in my early 20s and stupid mostly. I try not to be outwardly mean to people who don't deserve it. And I wrote a very mean blog post about somebody. I like cringe just thinking about it. And then they read it and confronted me twice about it. And I doubled down both times. Like, I never apologized. And I think about it now, and it's just like, I hate that. Like, I don't have a lot of regrets. I regret writing it, and I regret the way I handled it. And like, sure, stupid 18 to 20 year old guy who's like not thinking about long-term ramifications. But in other situations, I'm direct. And I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. And I just was neither of those things in that situation. So something I think about every few months, and I'm not like haunted by it, but I do think about it sometimes. And I'm just like, man, I was an idiot. Like every time I think about it. Yeah, that's like the horrible thing about just random thoughts, right? Is it'll just like pop in from time to time. Or like, you know, and when I'm even prompted like this and I thought about it, it like doesn't, it's when it just like creeps in and I'm like, ugh. We never cleared the air. And it's part of me is because so like it upset this person so much. And they've more or less like disavowed themselves of me. That I worry that just like sliding in and like my very like existence will upset this person, you know? And so, you know, I feel like it's a very let sleeping dogs lie thing now. If they're listening, they know, I don't know, you know, but if they are, they know exactly who they are. And I do regret the way I acted because it's not, it's not me. It wasn't me then. It's definitely not me now. Yeah. Yeah, right. And if I ever run into this person in the street, it'll be the first thing I say. But until then, if they have not thought about me and never think about me again, then that's perfectly fine as well. Yeah. Yeah. We got real deep there. I don't usually get this deep. I don't usually get that deep. Yeah. Yeah, of course, of course. Well, it's not going to be as deep as that. I was thinking about this. It's also, I guess it's not really random either. For those who don't have access to the video, I'm currently wearing an Obi-Wan Kenobi shirt. I see Boba Fett in the background. And I know, Danny, that you're a Star Wars fan, right? And so my question is, who would you want to be your master in all of Star Wars and the extended universe? So I was going to say Jedi Master, but I don't want to assume you're picking the light side, right? So, like, whose apprentice do you most want to be in all of Star Wars and the extended universe? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. He also makes a little cameo in Bad Batch. Yeah. Yeah. He's the kid. Yep. Yep. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, so I love that answer because I don't think you would hear it a lot. But yeah, Kanan's great. I love Obi-Wan, but I feel like that's such a boring answer. But I think now that the show is out, this answer is also going to be boring. But I love Ahsoka Tano. I think she's great. I think she has like the, the spontaneity of Anakin, right? With a little bit of like the wisdom and stability of Obi-Wan. And so she's not afraid to do the right thing, but she acts prudent. And much like a self-employed person, she realized that she wanted to continue her practice but could not live within the I guess I'm like really spoiling Clone Wars here. Of the Jedi Order. So really I really like that about her, and like I read her the book about her, and it was just really, really great character. So that's who I'd pick. Yeah. 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 This is the thing I like about Ahsoka, right? Because, like, when we're introduced to Ahsoka in the first episode of Clone Wars, which was, like, a Clone Wars movie, she was, like, 14 and very immature. And then, like, we see her fast forward 50 or so years later, you know, and she is... There's a lot of character development for us to witness, which is great. Yeah. Yeah, super exciting. I love that we got to see on-screen Thrawn. Yeah. Or like a real-life Thrawn, I guess. Live-action Thrawn. Yeah, there it is. Live-action, that's the word. Yeah. That's good. That's good. People should see that. You know, it's I know it's hard to believe, but I'm not brilliant all the time. I think Casamona.org is the place. You know, usually I come on these shows, I have like a landing page set up. But, you know, this was a really good, casual, kind of open conversation. Casamona.org has been my blog since 2002. And so you can go there and it's been cleaned up, obviously. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff about me there. And then I'm on almost every social network as J. Casamona, which is also linked over at Casamona.org. Thanks for having me. This was so much fun.
Hey there, I'm Danny Brown, host of 5 Random Questions. If you love spontaneous conversations, unexpected laughs, and a bit of heartfelt wisdom, then this is a show for you. Each week, I sit down with my special guest and ask them 5 completely random questions, generated on the spot by my random question generator. The guest has no idea what the questions will be, and neither do I. So you never know where the conversation will take us. Expect a mix of humor, unexpected wisdom, and a whole lot of fun as we dive into answers that can range from the utterly hilarious to the surprisingly profound. But that's not all. At the end of each episode, my guests get to turn the tables and ask me a random question to give me a taste of my own medicine. So if you're looking for a good laugh, some unexpected wisdom, or just an entertaining chat, join me every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, your favorite podcast app, or online at 5randomquestions.com. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm looking forward to welcoming you to 5 Random Questions, where every question is an adventure. See you there.